These are some highlights from Sheriff Jeff Gray's press conference concerning the incident in Ambassador Park on Thursday night, February 11th, between some people from Salina and people from Dark County. There are also comments from Fort Recovery Police Chief Jared Laux.
That the incident actually occurred in Ambassador Park, which is inside the village limits of Fort Recovery. Here's the facts that we know right now. A drug deal was set to take place, and the intended recipients of the drugs, when they set it up, had no intention of paying for the drugs, and the drug deal was set up at Ambassador Park. When the drug seller arrived, he was robbed by the people who had ordered the drugs. During the confrontation, the seller pulled out a small caliber firearm, fired several rounds. Two of the people who were attempting to steal the drugs from him were shot. At that point, the injured people were able to get away along with the others that were with them. When they got to Salina, then they were transported by a private vehicle to St. Mary's Emergency Room. The shooter is a 17-year-old male. He was arrested in Dark County by Mercer and Dark County Sheriff's deputies. He has a Fort Recovery address, but that address in Fort Recovery is actually in Dark County. The firearm that we believe was used was also recovered in Dark County by Dark County Sheriff's deputies. All of the adults at this time are being held here in the Mercer County Jail. The juveniles are being held in detention centers throughout Ohio. Chief?
First of all, just wanted to say thank you to all the agencies that did help with the investigation, the arrest, everything. Wanted to clarify also, the sheriff mentioned that it was decided that the sheriff's office would be the lead investigation. That was my choice to ask them. Me as chief made that decision with only being a two-person department.
Didn't recover any of the drugs. The drug deal was supposed to be for a pound of marijuana, which we have not located.
Those are some of the highlights from Sheriff Gray's press conference.